Well, I think one of my books is called The Grace and Truth Paradox, and I think that combination of grace and truth is absolutely essential. It's essential in every area, but I think in particular in this area related to abortion, we need to address it with a sense of a firm biblical truth, and we need to be sure that we are offering grace all along. We certainly don't want to just send the message, people have been killing their children, now go and feel bad about it.
Mm-hmm.
We want to send the message, confess, repent. God will forgive you and cleanse you. And the church should be offering post-abortion Bible mm-hmm. studies. And CareNet, the national organization over the pregnancy resource centers, has a wonderful different kinds of Bible studies, sometimes called PACE, and different abortion recovery types of Bible studies for women and also some for men, but especially for women. And there are many women who are coming to faith in Christ because they know that the abortion has just, they're haunted by their abortion. And instead of, and what happens with people who are, quote, pro-choice advocates assure women, no, you don't have anything to feel guilty about. Don't feel guilty, which does not help the person because they still feel guilty because they're in touch with the reality that they, either inadvertently without knowing or with some awareness of it, they have taken the life of their child. And for a mother, that's just the worst possible thing. So they've got this guilt, and we need to help them overcome that guilt, not by denying it, but by saying, yes, it's there, yes, it's real, but that's why Jesus went to the cross. He died for all of our sins, including abortion.